kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magniningning at mapupuno ng kulay ang unang Sabado ng Marso sa Sydney dahil sa inaabangang taunang Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. Paparada suot ang mga glamurosang kasuotan, sakay ng mga naggagandahang float ang mga miyembro ng LGBTQI+ community, mga alay at taga-suporta na mula sa iba't ibang organisasyon. Taong 2020, nagwagi ng Best in Parade Costume Award ang Filipino Lesbian and Gay Community o FLAGCOM sa kanilang Adam and Eve na tema. At sa taong ito, isang pasabog na naman ang kanilang irarampa. Sa pagkakataong ito, nadagdagan ang kanilang puwersa dahil kasama na nilang paparada ang multi-awarded Mardi Gras fashion and costume designer mula sa El Salvador na si Rene Rivas. Ang sikat na visual at creative artist ay gumawa na ng mga damit para sa ilang opera at pelikula tulad ng Moulin Rouge at Matrix. Ngayon naman, kikilalanin pa natin si Rene Rivas at aalamin kung anong mga agaw eksena ng kasuotan ang kanilang ipapakita sa parada sa Aking Panayam.
Yes, my name is Rene Rivas. I'm originally from El Salvador, Central America. I came to Australia in the middle of the 80s under the family reunion, you know, for the refugee system in the 80s that we have the problem with the civil war. And then I became incorporated to the community in Australia.
Nagsimula si Rene Rivas sa pagbibihis ng mga manika nung siya ay bata pa. At ngayon, mga modelo, sikat na personalidad at maging ang kanyang sarili ang siyang buong pagmamalaking nagsusuot ng kanyang mga obra. At dito sa Australia, nahanap niya ang bagong tahanan na mas nagpatingkad ng kanyang talento.
What I find more interesting, you know, to come to Australia was the opportunities that I have, especially in that time because I didn't know much about my, you know, my sexuality, because coming from a civil war country, you repress everything, you know, and we didn't have a freedom to be in that time. Mm-hmm. I opened my sexuality in Australia and became, you know, volunteer and became advocating for the Spanish community. And then I did other cultures and other communities.
Dahil sa kanyang husay at pagkamalikhain, naging laman siya ng maraming art production. Nakapag-aral din sa National Institute of Dramatic Art at nagawaran ng Lifetime Achievement Award mula sa Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras noong 2016. At nito lamang Fair Day ng 2022, nakuha niya ang inaasam na Best and Fabulous Costume Award.
I feel really honored and I feel humbled in the same time. Coming from a refugee background, you know, when you cannot have a way to express yourself and to open your sexuality and achieve all these things, I think I humbly and grateful for it because I've been given these opportunities.
Dito na rin niya nakilala ang mga kaibigan mula sa Filipino Lesbian and Gay Community of FLAGCOM and Friends sa pangunguna ni Albie Prias at Charles Chan. Isa ang grupo sa mga nagtataguyod ng karapatan at nagbibigay boses sa mga miyembro ng LGBTQI+ community ng mga Pilipino dito sa Australia. Dahil sa madalas na pakikibahagi niya sa kanilang mga proyekto, palagi na rin daw siyang napapagkamalan bilang Pilipino.
As I say to you, the Filipino community have welcomed me all the time and had embraced me. Sometimes I said to everybody, I don't know what I'd have, that I even sometimes feel like some part of me is Filipino in somewhere there in my soul. I said, a lot of people, they tend to speak to me in Tagalog sometimes directly, and I don't know. And they said, oh, what part of Philippines you are? And I thought, sometimes I just said, I'm not Filipino, but I feel like, I said. And then I've been working with all different areas with the Filipino community. I work in, you know, with FLAGCON as one of the judges as well. And then I've been working with Miss Landscape. Then I work for Miss Earth Australia. That's a Filipino fan as well. Then I did Miss Supermodel, you know, Australia. And working with a lot of Filipinos come to me and they want me to make a costume or something for them.
Kaya naman buong puso rin niyang binubuhos ang oras sa pagbuo ng mga bagong costume na gagamitin sa Mardi Gras Parade na maghahatid ng malapiestang kasiyahan. Hango kasi sa sikat na Ati-Atihan Festival ng Aklan ang mga damit na kanilang itatampok. Inspirasyon ni Rene at Flagcom ang tinaguri ang Mother of All Philippines Festival na ginaganap tuwing ikatlong linggo ng Enero sa Pilipinas. Tuwing Ati-Atihan Festival, pumaparada ang mga taga-Kalibo na may pintang itim sa balat bilang simbolo ng paggaya sa mga ati o sinaunang katutubo. Bago pa ang padanakop ng mga Espanyol, ginagawa na ng mga katutubo ang selebrasyon para magpasalamat sa pagdating ng mga Malay sa isla. Isa rin itong pistang panrelihiyon kung saan ipinagdiriwang naman ang Santo Niño. Puno ng sayawan, kasiyahan at makukulay na kasuotan ng pista na siyang naisa ng maihatid rin ng grupo dito sa Australia.
This is gonna be extremely excited because we got these amazing costumes. We're making all of them. We have some costumes come from the Philippines as well, and it's going to be very exciting. We have a little surprise to people to see it because come from the festivals in the Philippines. Yes, and I love because they have the Atihan, it's called the Atihan. And I think in the Philippines, it's very important, you know, the festival, because the festival help, you know, to the culture. And not only help to the culture, help to the communities to get together. And it's beautiful for the tourism.
Pero hindi tulad sa Pilipinas, na nasa paligid lang halos lahat ng kailangan. Naging hamon naman para kay Rene ang paghahanap ng mga materyales para sa costume. Sinuyod pa nila mga Filipino stores para makahanap ng walis tambo na siyang pangunahing kailangan para umangat ang ganda ng pagka-Pilipino ng disenyo.
In the Philippines, they make an amazing, beautiful costumes because all the materials over there, they made by hand. Everything is made by the, you know, the tribes and the community. But when you come in Australia, all these elements, they're very hard to find it because they're not handmade. You know, you have to find everything wherever you can. I just had to go to Bunnings and buy little things that you can see here to create the illusions. That's what they do in the Philippines with the bamboo. Most of the stuff that I use is a lot of stuff environmental friendly. It has been very challenging, you know, to do. And I used something really interesting that they use in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And I was asking because I always have seen these amazing costumes, you know, that look like glamorous and volume. And I saw, what is they making it? I realized that they make with this kind of grass they call walis, I think. And they use them like a feathers, like, and they can be painted any color. It's very hard, you know, to it up and clean it, but it's a lot of process that you have to do it in order to create the illusion. But when the final costume is finished, look amazing.
Bukod sa pinaghahanda ang costume at float, umaasa si Rene at iba pang makikibahagi sa selebrasyon na magiging daan ito para maipakita ang talento at mamulat rin ang maraming tao sa mga isyong kinakaharap ng LGBTQI+ community.
As you probably already know that many countries in the Asian Pacific area, they have a lot of problems with transgender people and problems, you know, with the LGBT people. It's been killed some places like Singapore, some places Malaysia, you got Indonesia. And in the Philippines, still some issues that matter, you know, with the community. We have some issues in Australia as well. Now we have the problem with the bill, you know, the religious bill that has been kind of put on shelves and been a trouble to have with the community. But I think it's important, you know, we educate the younger generation, the kids to be able to be whatever they wanted to be. I work with a lot of transsexual people because they feel comfortable for me to make costumes to them, because they cannot go sometimes to a dressmaker that they can't, you know, show the body. It's still those kind of taboos, you know, within the community. I work with a lot of kids as well that, you know, they like to be more flamboyant. And sometimes the kids, they just wanted to be something different, and I say to the parents, it's okay to be whatever they want to be. Let the kids to explore, you know, and be themselves. And I always believe that doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, you always can contribute with the community, and you always can, even the smallest person can contribute, you know, to raise awareness and give values to the people.
Nais na mga dadalo sa selebrasyon tulad ni Rene at ng Flagcom na magniningning ang bawat isa habang patuloy na ipinaglalaban ang pantay na karapatan, malayang pamumuhay at pagtanggap ng lipunan saan mang bahagi ng mundo. Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.